This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we learn the Mishnah Yaimis, starting with the 20th parak, Mishnah Vav, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas Basi Bas Robert, Shlomo Ben Avraham Malevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. Also, Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalema, Feli Yom Mishmah Chayesar, Yaakov Ben Basileah, for the Schus of Avraham and Yom Benish, Ben Malki Yehudas, and family, Mayol Klugman and family. We learn the Refu Shalema for Vital Leah Bas Hadassa Bela. We learn the Refu Shalema for Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shira Leah, Yitzhak Ben Sim Ben Dusha, Moshemea Ben Esther Fradel, Pinchas Menachem Ben Leah, Issa Ben Reizel, Meir Ben Chayesara, they should have a Refu Shalema, B'Seich Shechel Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Sodin, a sheet, Shu Tamei Medris, which is Tamei because the sheet is for sitting upon it, Vaso Vilan, and it was converted into being a curtain, which now is not for sitting upon, Torah Min HaMedris, it's Torah from Medris because it's not used for sitting anymore, Avol Tamei Tumei Meis, it's a Keli, and it's Tamei Tumas Meis, and it's susceptible to corpse contamination. At what point does it lose its Tumas Medris? Beishame says, when you break it. In other words, when you cut it down to size for to be a curtain. When you make the loops on the sheet so it could be hooked on to the doorway. Rabbi Kiva Imer Mishia Kava. No, when you attach it to the doorway, that's when it loses its tumas medris. Now, remember they had mats that they used for sitting upon, but they also used it for roofing. Now, the mats were woven with reeds, and then they had long reeds, stiff reeds every certain amount to hold the weave together. Now, on these tough reeds, you couldn't lay. It would make it bumpy. So, machatzeles she'osala konim la'arka, if they made the konim, the reeds, along its length, Tahira. Because if they made the reeds along its length, since they slept along its width, the reeds would make the sleeping impossible, and therefore it's tar. The Chachamim say no, because even if you did it along its length, you could sleep in between, then you'll sleep lengthwise in between them, and it's only going to be tar achiyasikim in ki, when you made the stiff reeds like a U. So therefore, no matter which way you lay, you're going to have to lay on that stiff reeds. Asal rachba, if they made them along the width, that's no problem, because then you'll just sleep in between them. But unless the ain bein kanal chaver abo tvachim, but if you don't have between one of those tough reeds and the other four tvachim, then you can't sleep in between them. Then tire, then it's tar. Nachlika l'rachba, if the machzeles split along its width, so now there's nothing holding the ends on either side in place, and it's going to unravel. So Rabbi Yehuda Matar, V'chein amatir Rashi Amadanin, and also at the ends of the mat, there were knots that kept it tight. If you undo those knots, so now it's going to unravel, Tahira. Nachlaka la'orka, if it's split along its length, but v'nishtayru ba'shloishim adonim shel shisha tvachim, but there's left on one of the pieces three knots of six tvachim, which therefore you could lay there, tmeya. Now machzeles, the mat, when is it finished that it should be considered a keli? Me'amasai mikabels tamo, when is it finished? Mishitikonav, when you trim the reeds that you should be able to lay down on them. V'hi gemar melachta, and that is when it is considered to be completed. Okay, as we continue, we just finished the 20th parak, Rabbi Yisai. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be starting the 21st parak of Masechtas Kelim. Really, really quite amazing. 21st parak of Masechtas Kelim. We want to thank you for joining us and wish you a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.